You may be seated as we come to our Lord in prayer. Lord, we gather together today in your name. We gather together today to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. And as the angels sang so long ago, we sing this morning, glory to you in the highest. May your peace and your favor rest upon all of us this day. Lord, may your peace and your favor rest on all of creation this day and all days moving forward. Lord, we look to you in all things. As we look at one another in this room, we also look to you that you would be born again this day in us, that you would be born in all of our relationships and all that we share with each other. May it be in you and through you. As we share gifts at this season, let us not forget the gift that you are to each and every one of us, Lord. You came into a world that was hurting, struggling. You came into the darkness and you brought light. Lord, as we gathered yesterday and we lifted our lights high in the air, we were reminded of a light that no darkness can cover. A light that can bring peace and joy and love and hope to all who see it. So, Lord, as we celebrate the light that shone out in the darkness 2,000 years ago, give us the strength and the courage. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we might be a light shining forth in this world, that we might be hope for others and peace for others and love for others, and that it might be done joyfully, all that we do and all that we are, because you bring joy to us. And Lord, as we celebrate today, we lift up all those who celebrate you, be it at home or in other sanctuaries around this earth, Lord. We celebrate together. We sing together. We share together. We love together. And Lord, on this most holy of days, we just lift up our brothers and sisters at First United Pentecostal Church. It is our joy to celebrate alongside those good people, Lord. May they know you this day. May they share your light this day and all days. And may we know one another through you and through your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us so many things, but who taught us to pray these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I'd like to invite everybody to take a seat for just a moment. And we have a very special occasion that we are celebrating today. We have the baptism of a little one, and we have lots of family members here today. And if you're in the family, I want you just to wave your hand real proudly. There they are. And let's have Brooke and Alex come forward and bring their beautiful baby boy, Leland. Do you think he'll come to me?
Yeah, he's pretty sleepy.
Okay. I think I'm just gonna go on now. What a fitting thing to happen on this beautiful Christmas morning. When God gave his son to us and the birth of a baby in Bethlehem changed it all for every baby, for every person who had ever come into this world. Hope, life, light. And so today, I just simply want to ask parents, will you do all in your power to point your son to our loving Savior Jesus? Will you nurture him and encourage him and surround him with your love? And so answer, we will.
We will.
And family and church family, will you do all in your power to support, nurture, and encourage this little one in the faith? And look forward to the day that he accepts Christ as his Savior and Lord. If so, answer, we will with the help of God.
We will
with the help of God. Let's pray together. What a treasure is before us this day, Lord. We see this beautiful little one with all the potential and all the hope and all the dreams, surrounded by a loving mom and dad and a loving extended family. And certainly your hand is upon this little boy. And God, in the baptism of a child, we recognize your sovereign power to claim our lives for you. And we anticipate the day when he will know deeply in his heart that he belongs to you, because from the very moment that we knew he was coming into this world, you belong to him and he belonged to you. May the blessing of your peace rest upon him. May your spirit guide him and lead him, that all the days of his life he may know our loving Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. When you brought your son into this world, you gave him a very special name, and I'd like for you all to state his full name now for the congregation.
Leland William Bowers.
Leland William Bowers, I baptize you in the name of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eyes wide open, by the way. And now let's sing it. You know the song, Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Either you all are singing faster or I'm getting slower at this. But either way, it's all good, isn't it? And we've already had a sermon this morning. We could just pack it up and go on from here. God bless you both. Thank you for sharing your son with us today. I'm so proud of you all. God bless you. Now I'd like to invite all the children to do what we said we were going to do on this day. We're going to have you come up here for just a moment, and we're going to share in a blessing of the children. And if you brought toys today, they're yours to keep. We're not taking them from you, okay? We want you to bring your toy, and we'll have a blessing of the toys and a blessing of the kids. So come on up, kids, if you would. Just be careful on the steps here. Let's help each other. Y'all want to just have a seat right here? It's all right. It's okay. It's all good. Okay. So, hey, everybody, on the count of three, I just want you to shout out your name and wave at somebody you know out there. Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Kaylee!
Okay. There we go. Okay. So how many got some really special gifts this year? Anybody want to tell us a gift that you got that you like? Do you want to tell us?
I like Brave Humor.
All right. Buddy, here we go.
I got an Xbox game.
That's awesome.
My Imaginic Shark Shit I got. Shark Ship I got.
My new watch.
All right. Do you all have one? Anybody back here want to say something that you got? No? Okay.
My new journal.
Awesome.
American Girl doll.
Oh, great. Great. Okay, well, this is a gift that I got a few Christmases ago, but I didn't bring one from this year. But I got this as a gift, and it's my favorite blanket. Does anybody have a favorite blanket? You do? What color is it? Okay, how about you? Green? Black and red, okay. Oh, brown, okay. Well, you know, we give gifts because it's a way of saying we love you and you're important to us. And today we celebrate the most special gift that's been given to the whole world, and it was given by God to us, and his name is Jesus. And he was born into our world so that we could follow him and that we could love him and we could know that God's always with us. And so we're going to pray right now and ask God to bless not only the toys that you receive, but for God to bless each and every one of you. And I want to invite you to join me in this prayer by just simply extending your hand in this direction and offering our prayers of support and blessing for our children. Gracious and loving God, thank you for every boy and girl who is here. God, we cherish and love the children of this church and this community because they have been gifts to our family and they're gifts from you. And God, I pray that every day of their lives, they will go strong in you. They will know your love. They will know your joy. They will know your peace. God, protect them. Watch over them. Thank you for the gift of play. We thank you for the beautiful toys and expressions of love they have received this Christmas. And God, wrap us all up in your love this day and hold us forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, boys and girls. Have a Merry Christmas. And just so the symbolism isn't lost on us today, there are 25 candles lit for December 25th and the birthday of Jesus today. And I want to invite us now to give an offering of thanks and gratitude for God for all he's done for us. And if you are visiting with us, please feel no obligation to give. We're delighted that all of us can be together in God's house today celebrating the birth of our Savior. Okay, so we've got a little surprise planned for us right now, and I just need to know if I have anybody that wants to volunteer. Now, by raising your hand, it doesn't mean that you're going to get picked, okay? So, but who would like to volunteer? Anybody want to volunteer? Well, let me see if I have volunteers. I've got people volunteering, folks. Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the person pointing next to him, Grandpa, 6. And do I have 3 or 4 there? I got 4. Okay, you 4 right there. 5. There's just 1 over here. Okay. 6, 7, and 8. Come on up here. And just take a seat. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. All right, there we go. All right, there we go. There we go. There we go. Okay, now, let's give a hand for our bell choir this morning. Now, have we gotten you all together ever before?
No.
This is like full disclosure, okay. Did we tell you what song you're going to sing today?
No.
Or play, not sing, okay. Okay, how many of you have ever played bells before? Oh, we've got a better than average chance here this morning, everybody. Okay, so we're going to start down here, and I want you just to ring your bell. Okay, woo! All right. Okay, so if you'll just, now everybody just ring it like this until we stop. Say stop. Okay, all right, good. Uh-oh. You fixed it. Woo! I need you to come to my house and help me with a whole lot of other things, okay? All right. Okay, so I'm going to point to you and just ring your bell till I point to the next person, okay? Are you ready? Here's our song. Here we go. Where's five? There you go. Thank you, everybody. That was awesome. Great. That was great. Good job, you guys. Man, that turned out so much better than I thought it was going to. You guys did such a great job. Thank you so very, very much. So I went to visit one of our families in the hospital. The mom had gotten sick. They've got three or four children. And they said, we have a new tradition in our family this year. And it was brought up by like maybe their 4 or 5-year-old son who said, you know, it's the season of Jesus's birth. And so I think we should always end our family prayers, and they have a family prayer every night before they go to bed. After we say the amen, then we say, happy birthday, Jesus. And so at the end of my visit, I said a prayer with the family. And when we said the amen, what do you think this little boy and all the family said? Happy birthday, Jesus. I think it might be a great way for us to end our prayers during this season. And I want to begin the message by just reminding us that this is the first day of Christmas. And so I want to give you this greeting and say to you, happy 12-tide. Happy 12-tide. No, this is not some Frank Costanza Festivus for the rest of us. 12-tide is the celebration of the 12 days of Christmas. It is marked as a time where there's no fasting, only feasting and rejoicing, celebrating and giving thanks for the greatest gift of all, the gift of God's Son, Jesus. See, the first day of Christmas is Christmas Day. The season of 12-tide runs between December 25th and January 5th, right up to Epiphany, the day honoring the coming of the wise men who gave gifts to the Christ child. In the old Christmas carol that the English wrote, called The 12 Days of Christmas, and it's believed that there's some French background to this carol as well, we all know what the first gift is because that line is repeated the most in the song. We count down to it with each ensuing verse. So sing it with me. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me what? A partridge in a pear tree. And I know you won't be surprised by this next image, but I wonder how many of us have ever really seen one of these before. There it is. It's our partridge. And I think she's looking for her pear tree even as we speak. But why that line? Though a disputed fact, it has been suggested that this was a part of a catechism during a time when Catholic children were not allowed to practice their faith openly. So let's go with that today. If it is true that the partridge was used as a symbol of Jesus, it might be because the partridge was known as a highly protective bird, keeping all prey away from her young, even if it meant giving her life for them. Sound familiar? And the sacrifice of our Lord giving himself on a cross for us is not lost in this imagery. So there you go. The first day of Christmas. Singing down through the song and the numbers and the gifts representing other parts of our faith, like two turtle doves, Old Testament and New Testament, eight maids, the Beatitudes. Whether it's actually a true catechism or hidden meaning, it still makes for an interesting story. But hidden meanings are found in much of our life. In fact, in today's scripture, there's a meaning that would have been known completely by the shepherds for sure, and maybe other first century persons, but it's often lost on us in this modern day. So let's talk about that. But first, I got to show you this picture, and let me ask you a question and see if you can answer it. Do you know who Linus is from the Charlie Brown Gang? Yeah. And there are some who are saying, well, I'm sure I should know who he is, but all those kids look alike to me. Good try. See, Charles Schulz was fearful that that would be the case, and so he gave each of them a distinguishing characteristic. And for Linus, it was the blanket, a favorite blankie, if you will. So believe it or not, this is significant to our scripture story today. Luke chapter 2 tells of the birth of Jesus. In the narrative, we read, and I would just invite us to read these words out loud together. The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Did you catch that phrase? A sign to you. When I was younger, I thought it would have been easier just to paint a board with an arrow on it saying, "This way to baby Jesus." But it seems like we're all looking for signs of some sort. Am I supposed to do this or that? Well, what does that mean? Is there purpose in everything that happens? And if so, whose purpose? You see, the sign was a cloth, a blankie. What the shepherds did on a regular basis was to wrap the sheep in cloths to keep them from getting blemished on the brambles and the bushes and the rocks and the terrain of Bethlehem. In the shepherd's field, this sign was not lost on the shepherds, and the meaning of it was not lost on them either. Fast forward in the life of Jesus 30 years, and John, his cousin, John the Baptist, gets it too. Upon seeing Jesus coming his way, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world." An unblemished lamb was delivered every year from shepherd's field by these very shepherds who were visited by the angels on that Christmas night. They were delivered to the high priest in Jerusalem, and its purpose? To be sacrificed for the sins of the nation. And now, a sign is a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. That child. The one who gives his unblemished life as a sacrifice for all the blemishes found in my life and in yours, and for people for all time. One of my favorite parts of Christmas celebrations is the annual Christmas Children's Program. There's always that one child who acts up, and let's call it a special way, or maybe we should say a memorable way, that captures your imagination and often your heart. Our family has the honor of having that kid. In several years, we've had that honor at my son's church in Kirksville, Missouri. It began with Lake when he was at age 3, found himself in a brawl with other angel-dressed 3-year-olds fighting over who would sing into the mic, pushing and shoving everybody in front as they angelically sang, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." And not to be outdone, the next year he discovered what seemed to be a discarded baby Jesus on the side of the stage, and while Mary and Joseph were holding up the baby Jesus being used in the performance, he had proceeded to unwrap the diaper on the anatomically correct baby Jesus that had been left to the side, like the Lion King holding him up on display for everyone. He's been that child, and now he's passed it on to his little brother. And we've had those moments here too, haven't we? That child who can't keep his or her clothes in place, the one who's had that caught in the spotlight stare, frozen in form throughout the entire performance, or the ones who crawl under the risers, or even the one who blurted out, "Like, I like hamburgers," during the middle of Silent Night. We have memories of that children. Sometimes, let's face it, whatever our age, we've been that child. But today, it's all about Jesus. He is the ultimate that child. He did what no one else could do. The unblemished, perfect, holy, loving God did only what a loving God would do. When he saw his beloved creation drowning in regret and shame, overpowered by sin and literally dying, he left all the beauty of heaven and came down to our earth. He was born on that day to show us the way and to lead us home. In other parts of our holy book, the scriptures, it says, who better to show us the way to heaven than one who came from heaven? This is the first day of Christmas. It could be the first day of our new life in him. So I say Christmas isn't only for the few, but for the many. It's for all. It's for everyone. The gift has been given, and what remains is for you and me to receive it. What better day than to receive Christ freshly in our hearts than on this day? I want to invite you simply to express a simple prayer with me, and then I think you know what to say when we finish this prayer. So let's pray it together. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for you. Amen. Happy birthday, Jesus. You got 12 more days of celebrating this beautiful reality of God with us. Let's pray. God, thank you for every person here. We didn't have to come today. We wanted to be here. You didn't have to come to our world. You wanted to. Because you could not fathom in your mind or heart living without your creation. We're honored that you love us so deeply. God, help us to be agents in your world to remind people who feel lost and lonely, broken and defeated, that they are not outside the boundary of your love. If you can love us, God, you can love all. And so on this day, we celebrate you. We thank you. We praise you. Even as we receive the gift of your presence in our lives, Lord, may we give you the gift of our lives in return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the next few moments, there are going to be a few folks available up here to pray with you and to take a moment to talk with God. So if you would like to do that in your seat, feel free to do that. If you'd like for one of us to pray with you, that would be our deep honor and privilege on this beautiful Christmas morning. So let's be in prayer. I'd like to invite you to stand with me, and we're going to offer a word of blessing. And now may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest mightily upon each of us now and forevermore. Amen. Go in God's grace and God's peace. Merry Christmas, everybody.